Now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Well, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Dave Malarkey is my name, and it's time for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. And whether you're listening on your radio or, yes, worldwide on the internet, we have a lot of folks from the Butler area who, especially this time of year, are in Florida getting ready to come back when the weather gets warm. And we hear from them very often that they listen to us on their phone or their PC while they're in Florida or in other warm spots. Actually, you folks down in Florida, pretty warm here in Butler today. We're looking for a high near 60. We're looking at temperatures in the mid-60s tomorrow, even though we're looking for rain, so a little taste of spring here. We have a good program today. We're going to be chatting a little bit later today with the representative from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, Melissa Leedy, a member accounts executive, will be joining us. We'll also be talking about a trip that the Regional Chamber, the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, is sponsoring. It's a cruise in the Mediterranean. And we'll be talking with Saeed Parker about that. But that's later on the program today. First, we're going to be talking about the Soroptimists here in Butler and a big event that they have coming up. And with us to chat about it is Susan Levish, who's a member of the Soroptimist organization. Susan, good to see you again. Nice to have you back.
Thank you. It's nice to be here again, Dave.
Yeah. Soroptimists is an organization of women, right?
Yes.
And they do a lot of good works, and they have throughout the years. Do you know anything? I know you've only been with the Soroptimists for a few years. Do you know anything about the history of the organization? You know how far back it goes?
I know that it was started in California, and I don't remember the year. It would have been back around the 1920s sometime, and then it eventually made its way over. We are now an international organization, and we are in a lot of different countries.
Well, if it started in the 1920s, then it's almost 100 years old.
Yes.
It will be very soon. You'll have to bake a cake when you have the 100th anniversary.
I'm sure there will be a celebration of some type.
Soroptimist, the name comes from, the first part of the name is from soror, which is the Latin word for a sister. So you're all sisters in the organization, huh?
More or less.
I mean, you know, in a way.
In a way, we all have a common cause.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the second part of your name, Optima. That's also from Latin. It means the best. The best. So the best for women, huh?
Yes, the best for women.
Hmm. Well, tell me about, you have a big event coming up less than a month now. What is it?
Yes, on April 6th, and we open at 10 a.m. at the Butler Country Club. We will be having our annual spring fling. It is a luncheon and a basket raffle. Tickets are $30. There are no tickets sold at the door. It is all pre-sale.
Mm-hmm.
And we're having a basket raffle. There will be a 50-50. We have 50-50 tickets that are available right now, and they're $1 each.
April 6th might sound like it's a long ways off. Hey, folks, we are almost halfway through March already.
Yeah.
You know, we will be halfway through March come the end of this week, day after tomorrow. So April 6th will be here before we know it. Where can you get advance tickets?
You can get the tickets from anyone who is a Soroptimist, or you could call my number, and I can give you that now. Mm-hmm. It would be 724-822-7945.
And you said the tickets are $30?
$30 each.
Mm-hmm. That includes your... your luncheon?
That includes your entire meal, your drink. There will be a cash bar if anybody's wanting alcohol. There are numerous baskets that will be up for, it's like a Chinese auction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then there will be an area that will be called Buy a Prize. And whatever you buy, the item inside is worth more than what you're paying for the item. It's really a wonderful get-together. This year we have a 50s theme for our dinner and for our luncheon.
A 50s theme?
Yeah, a 50s theme.
So will people be coming in poodle skirts and bobby socks? Or
that's up to them. We have a conference for our organization also in May, so it is definitely a 50s thing. So we're just kind of carrying it over from one function over to another event. So some of us do have the pink jackets for the pink ladies and the neck scarves and the poodle skirts. Some have poodle skirts and the saddle shoes.
Think the Broadway musical Grease, because that was the costumes.
Yes.
They all wore all the young girls wore the costumes of the 50s.
Yes.
You have a conference coming up. Where's that going to be, Susan? Do you know? You said you have a conference in May.
No, we have not a contest. We have a
conference.
Conference.
Yeah.
That will be, and that's only for members of the Soroptimist.
Mm-hmm.
But that will be in Cranberry, May 3rd through the 5th.
Is that like a regional thing?
Yes.
With the Soroptimist clubs from all around the region?
Yeah, we're District 24, and it will be the District 24. That includes most of Pennsylvania, part of New Jersey, part of New York, West Virginia, and we'll get around 200 people. This is quite a distance for a lot of people to travel.
Mm-hmm.
And so we won't get as many as we've gone. I've gone personally to several of the conferences that were out east. The furthest east I've gone for a conference was Cape May.
Wow.
And we drove, of course, you know. Mm-hmm. That was quite a trip, but it was a wonderful conference.
Well, and you get to, you're on the seashore, you know, and you're at Cape May, so.
Even in the spring when it's a little chilly, you can't be swimming, but there were still people laying out on the beach.
The conference then obviously would not be in our immediate area all that often, right? I mean, I assume it rotates around
various states. It rotates.
Well, that's a pretty big deal. Will the Butler Soroptimist be the host chapter or something
Yes.
for this conference?
We are the host. We put it on, and we chose the hotel that it's at. We will have a brochure with items of interest, places of interest that people might want to go to. There are a lot of restaurants close by if anybody would prefer to go to a restaurant to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I know the last time we had this conference, a lot of them went to Mars because they wanted to see that spaceship, and they thought that was just phenomenal that we had a spaceship in a place called Mars.
Well, that's interesting, because when you get folks coming in from, especially out of state,
yes.
I know my fraternity pledge class had a reunion a couple of years back, and those of us in Western Pennsylvania hosted it in Pittsburgh. And everybody from New York and New Jersey and Delaware, they wanted to go up to the top of Mount Washington
mm-hmm.
to see the view, you know, from the observation
yes.
deck up there. So we took them all up the incline, and, you know, everybody was googly-eyed at the wonderful view. That's what people do. And what a great opportunity for you to be able to mix and mingle with women from several other states, for
goodness
sakes.
Oh, yes, yes. There's always quite a large turnout. There's several chapters of Soroptimist in the Philadelphia area,
mm-hmm.
and they always have good turnouts out east because there's so many more people out that direction
yeah.
who can make it.
Yeah, Philadelphia's a gargantuan mm-hmm. city compared to Pittsburgh. Yeah. Is there a national mission or national mission statement for Soroptimist, or is it left up to the local chapters to decide their philanthropic projects?
It's just we're just celebrating women, helping women, and what is best for women. Like our chapter has a mission called Michelle's Mission, which is in memory of Michelle Schnorr, who was one of our members,
mm-hmm.
and she died of breast cancer. We make the fleece blankets that we take to cancer centers. We also have a mission called A Place to Lay My Head, which Diane Danzig had started, and that is we furnish apartments for homeless women homeless families, and the women, they must be head of household. Mm. They must go through a series of classes. We will furnish the entire apartment, kitchen items, everything. Sometimes they have children, and we furnish those rooms. We find out if it's a boy, girl, is it an infant? Is wow. she? Is this female pregnant and expecting? We get the crib for her and everything. After they've gone through a series of classes to teach them how to budget, then after a year, they have to have a job. They're to be financially self-sustaining, and then they have to move from the facility that they're at. But they can take all the furniture with them, everything that we have provided.
Hmm. Do you have any idea? I know you've been doing this for several years. Do you have any idea
yes.
how many women you've helped, how many apartments you've been able to furnish? I know it's a lot.
It's got to be around 15, 16.
Wow. You mentioned, was it Diane Danzig?
Yeah, Diane.
And she started this. Was she a past president of the
She was a past chapter? President, and she passed away from cancer almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Your presidents each year get to select a special project or
yes.
Philanthropic organization or whatever to help out. Your current president is Mary Ann Hill.
Yes. And Mary Ann's project was she has donated money to the VA for a female veteran that is in need. And that female veteran that is in need goes to the VA, tells them of her issues or her needs, and then they will go out and purchase the item for her.
Hmm.
So that is Mary Ann's project.
Well, that's great because we now have really for the first time in our history, we've had women in the service, mm-hmm. But for the first time we have women coming back from a combat zone.
Yes.
In the Middle East, especially in Afghanistan.
Yes.
And I've talked with folks from the Veterans Administration, the local VA, and although all returning veterans from combat zones have issues, for women it's different. It's a little bit different than it is for men.
It is different for the women.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them come back, they have children, or they had children while they were gone. Their home life situation may have changed completely. The trauma they may have faced while overseas, you know, just a variety, wide variety. Mm-hmm. Could be having trouble with getting a job or
getting a place to live when they come back.
Oh, yes.
Home,
oh, yes. Know,
if they've been deployed for any length of time.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Are there any efforts to, I know that you need to be, the Sir Optimist members are all adults. Do you ever try to do anything to help younger women who, you know, need empowerment every once in a while, too?
Yes. We have a brownie troop. They started out as daisies. Some of them may still be daisies, which is the youngest of the girls who can go into the Girl Scouts.
I'm glad you're filling me in on this because I don't know anything about it. So,
we sponsor a brownie troop, a daisy troop. I'm not sure whether to call them brownies or daisies, but these young girls, we do sponsor a group here in Butler, and we help out with some of the functions that they might want to go to. We have a Christmas party for them. We pay for their trips to Kennywood.
Mm-hmm.
We take them little gifts like at Christmas time, and if they have a special project, like when they're selling their cookies, they always come to one of our meetings and sell cookies to all of us. So we help them out however they need help.
These are all great projects and great philanthropic aids by the Sir Optimist organization here in Butler, the Butler chapter, is that what you call it?
Yes.
Butler chapter of Sir Optimist. And how do they fund these good works, these charitable works? Well, through their fundraisers, and this is your big one, right?
Yes, this is our big fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. And it's coming up on April 6th at Butler Country Club. We're chatting about it with Susan Levish, who's a member of Butler Chapter of Sir Optimus. We'll take a break. We'll be back. Talk for a couple of more minutes with Susan here on It's Your Turn on WISR in just a moment. We're scheduled to talk with guests from Butler County Community College tomorrow, so hope you can be with us for the Thursday edition. And on Friday, we'll have students from Butler High School with us. They're ready, or will soon be ready, to raise the curtain on their spring musical. It's the season for high school musicals. And we love to talk to the kids, the young adults, who have worked so hard, usually for 2 or 3 months, to put their musical on. So we bring as many of them in as we can to chat here on It's Your Turn. We'll have students from Butler High on Friday of this week. And later we'll have Montauk's coming in. We've already talked to Carn City and Knox, so that's good fun. Okay, quick break, and then back to talk more with Susan. One of our sponsors on the program today is Going Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. They package your items for shipping. Simple as that. And it is simple when you utilize Going Postal Butler. Where are they? Just off Newcastle Road, right behind the Kings and Villa Grande restaurants in the Shockey Mini Storage Complex. Just follow the signs. You'll find them very easily. Right behind Kings and Villa Grande. Or you can phone them for more information. We'll give you the phone number in a moment. At Going Postal Butler, you can ship your items any way you want. I mean, if you want to use the U.S. Postal Service, that's fine. UPS, okay. FedEx, they can do that too. And they take care of everything. They package your items up. They do the addressing and the mailing and everything. It's very affordable, it's very fast, and it's very convenient. They have other services too, copying, scanning, faxing. You can rent a temporary mailbox there. They even have an official notary if you need to get something notarized before it ships out. They're open Monday through Friday, and you can call them at 724-841-0044. Going Postal Butler, your friendly neighborhood shipping center. Another of our sponsors on the program today is the Society of St. Vincent de Paul here in Butler. Boy, these folks do such good work for the needy in the community. They operate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store, which is located in the Greater Butler Mart, Route 8, just south of Butler. You know where the Greater Butler Mart is. And the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store is about four stores up from Route 8 at the Greater Butler Mart. There's tons of free parking right outside the door, and the drop-off bins, if you'd like to donate items, they're right inside the front door, so it's pretty easy. Now, if you have a lot of stuff, furniture, I know a year or so ago there was a woman in my neighborhood who was downsizing. And she was moving from her house to an apartment, and she had a lot of furniture that she didn't know what she was going to do with it. Dining room set, bedroom set, so on. And she happened to be talking to me, and I said, "Well, call St. Vincent de Paul. They'll come and pick it up in a truck. You'll be rid of it." She didn't know what to do with it, and you'll be helping somebody that'll be able to buy that at a very reduced price. So that's what she did. She was very happy. And by the way, every penny of the proceeds from the operation of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store stay here in Butler. The proceeds help to fund their food bank and their client aid program. The thrift store is open Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can call them at 287-8682. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in the Greater Butler Mart. We stand tallest when we stoop to help others. Susan Levish is here. She's a member of the Butler chapter of Sir Optimists International.
Yes.
You told me.
Yes.
I didn't realize that. You had chapters all over the world.
Yes.
Did you ever have an international conference that you were able to go to?
Oh, yes. Last summer, the conference was in Japan.
Did you go?
I did not go.
Oh, okay.
One of our members did go.
Really?
But Diane travels all over the place.
That's halfway around the world. That's a long, long trip.
Yes.
That's even longer than going to Philadelphia.
Yes, oh, absolutely.
Wow. Well, that'd be nice if you could send a representative, whether it's in the Far East, or I'm sure there are many chapters in Europe as well.
Yes, there are.
Hmm. The big fundraiser. Do you have any other fundraisers, by the way, in addition to the Spring Fling, or is this your biggie?
We have tickets that we sell in the fall, which will be based on next January's lottery, daily lottery, the three-digit evening daily lottery number.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have those two fundraisers.
Well, you do a lot of good work with the money that you raise. The Spring Fling is coming up. This is open to the general public. You don't have to be a Sir Optimist
member.
You
do not have to be a Sir Optimist, but it is all pre-sale.
Mm-hmm. And the tickets, as Susan mentioned, are $30, and they're available from any member of the Sir Optimist. By the way, are you open to accepting new members into the organization?
Oh, absolutely. We're always open to receiving new members.
Mm-hmm. So somebody could go to the Spring Fling and I'm sure get all the information they would need there. Or I could probably call you, right?
Yes. We also have a Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And they can even show interest or say they're interested on that Facebook page. And then they will direct you to the closest chapter.
Uh-huh.
The closest chapter.
There's an age requirement, right? Because you have to be adult.
18.
When, 18? Mm-hmm. Okay, so as soon as you graduate from high school, you'd be eligible. And I'm sure you have some young members, right?
We have some younger members, yes. I don't know that we have anybody that's 18, but I know we have one girl that's in college.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have some younger girls.
Do you meet on a regular basis? Obviously, you've been having meetings getting ready for your Spring Fling, but do you meet at other times during the year?
We meet the fourth Tuesday of every month. And right now, we're meeting at Compadre's. So you can go and have your dinner, and then we have our meeting there.
Right at the restaurant.
Right,
huh?
At the restaurant in that back room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a wonderful time to be able to sit there and chit-chat, you know, and you're eating your food, and it's great food, and then you have your meeting. And
Compadre's, is that at Clearview Mall? Am I remembering that correctly?
That's up at the Clearview Mall, yes.
Yeah,
Compadre's. Lots of parking, so that's not an issue.
Mm-hmm. And if you like Mexican food, you're in Seventh Heaven.
that's right.
At Compadre's. So you discuss how you're going to appropriate the funds that you'll raise from the upcoming Spring Fling. I'm sure you do that at your meetings, deciding, you know, how much money you're going to allot to each of your individual causes.
Yes, we do decide that. However, some donations that come in are earmarked for a certain program, such as A Place to Lay My Head.
Mm-hmm.
We got quite a few donations in Diane's memory, Diane Danzig's memory, whenever she passed, for that particular cause. So
do you still accept donations for A Place to Lay My Head? That's such a wonderful
effort.
Oh,
yes. So I don't think you could ever have too much money whenever you're furnishing apartments for other people.
Can people donate furniture items?
Some people do donate furniture.
Yeah.
And we do have a storage shed for the items that we have, that we already have for the next apartment.
I suppose even dinnerware that's usable. It doesn't have to be the really expensive stuff, but anything that a woman would have difficulty if she was starting out from scratch trying to furnish an apartment, you know.
It would be very expensive to try to set up from scratch, and especially if you were struggling, you'd been homeless, you've lost everything. And if you have children, I can't imagine how hard it would be. You're living out of a car or at a relative's house or you're at a shelter somewhere. And you've got children, they need to go to school.
And so many of these women would like nothing more than to be productive, contributing members of society. But due to their circumstances, it's hard staying alive, let alone trying to find a job, you know?
There's all kinds of jobs out there. The question is, do they pay enough? Is it full-time? Is it part-time?
Mm-hmm.
Do they pay enough for you to be able to meet all of the financial requirements that you're going to have?
And if you don't have a place to lay your head.
Yes.
It's even tougher.
It is.
You know?
It is.
Can't imagine women with kids in that sort of a situation. It just must be so, so sad and so depressing for them, you know.
I would think so.
Hard to keep your spirits up. So you got a program like this funded through the Sir Optimus, A Place to Lay My Head. They must be eternally grateful. I'm sure they are. Yeah. Well, folks, you can help fund this program and others, other good works by the Sir Optimus, by planning to attend the Spring Fling. Can you go over the details on that once again for us, Susan? First of all, it's mostly women that attend this, I would imagine, right?
There are a few men that attend.
Good for them, yeah.
Our speaker this year is Judge Horan, and she is also one of our award winners for this year's luncheon, and it is at the Butler Country Club.
If you don't recognize that name, she's been in the news. Judge Marilyn Horan was a longtime member of the Butler County Bench, Court of Common Pleas, and last fall she was appointed to the federal bench. She's now a federal judge in Pittsburgh. I'd love to hear her speak. I'm sure she'll have a lot to talk about.
Oh, it should be a fantastic speech.
Mm-hmm. So I interrupted you. There's lunch. There's a talk by now federal judge Marilyn Horan. Will there be other things?
Well, we have the basket raffle. You can buy the tickets at the function itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just walk around, and if there's any baskets that you're interested in, you just put your ticket in there, and then they will draw those at the end of our function. The buy a prize is there also. There will be vendors there. And
we could do a little shopping, huh?
Yes, you could. So we have a variety of vendors that will be there, and there is time, like we open the doors at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock for people to come in, and they can browse the vendors and the vending tables and get their seat inside. And
are you still accepting donated baskets from the basket?
Oh yes, we're still accepting donated baskets.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're looking for a ticket, and really when you consider that lunch is involved and all this other stuff, $30, pretty good deal. You can call Susan. Would you give your phone number again?
Okay, my phone number is 724-822-7945.
And if that doesn't work for you, you can go online to your Facebook page. I'm sure there's contact information there.
I'm sure there is.
Mm-hmm. The Butler Chapter of Sir Optimists International, women doing great work and, trying to do the best for women.
That's right.
That's what the name comes from, Sir Optimists. Hey, Susan, good to see you again.
It's nice to see you again, too, Dave.
Susan Levish is a member of Sir Optimists International here in Butler. We'll take a break. Next portion of our program coming up here in just a few minutes. We're going to be chatting with Melissa Leedy, who is a member accounts executive with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. So please stick around. Back with more here on It's Your Turn on WISR after these words. The Young Funeral Home of Butler invites you to stop by their Jefferson Street location, downtown Butler, to talk about pre-arrangements. Not the easiest thing to do, but necessary. And the Young family will walk you through the process, making it very comfortable and really easy to take care of. You'll experience peace of mind knowing that your wishes and plans will be carried out to the last detail. Call the Young Funeral Home in Butler today to make an appointment with a member of the Young family. Generations of the Young family have been caring for generations of Butler families for well over 40 years. The Young Funeral Home, West Jefferson Street in Butler.
Pittsburgh commuters, are you tired of sitting in traffic while wasting all of your money on parking fees, wear and tear on your vehicle, and gas? Butler Transit is a commuter's choice from Butler County to Pittsburgh. BTA's chartered buses offer free park and ride locations, onboard Wi-Fi, and charging stations, and real-time bus location technology. Stop worrying about traffic, detours, and downtown parking. Catch a bus at a location near you. Visit butlertransit.com for daily schedules, mobile ticketing, and a stress-free commute.
Only in the forest can you see this. And this. And this. But nothing beats the moment you see that.
Cool!
That's your child's eyes opening up to a world of possibilities.
I didn't know it could do that!
Because one trip to the forest can spark a world of difference.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, canoeing, fishing, or camping. Or create your own adventure with family and friends, and you might just see this. Your moment's out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, good friends. Nice to have you with us on the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn. I don't know, the last time I looked out the window, we had some weak sunshine, better than nothing. Can you believe two straight days of sunshine earlier this week, Monday and Tuesday? I don't think that's happened since September. It was super. And it's not bad out there today either. It's really warmed up. We welcome our next guest. She is Melissa Leedy, who is Member Accounts Executive with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Melissa, nice to have you here. Nice to meet you.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit, first of all, about the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. You cover quite a geographical footprint, do you not?
We do. We cover all the way from Butler to right before downtown Pittsburgh. So we have a pretty big reach. We used to be two separate chambers that merged together. Mm-hmm. That's why our footprint is pretty large.
Any ballpark figure on how many members?
We have just under 1,000 members in our chamber right now.
You are big, huh?
We are. We have a lot of businesses.
So you will cover probably parts of a few counties in there. Obviously, Southern Butler County, probably part of Beaver.
Yep, a little bit of everything. Allegheny County.
Maybe even a little piece of Westmoreland, I imagine.
Yeah, huh? We cover a lot. Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Well, we're going to talk about some of the things that the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber does. And also, a little bit later in our chat, we're going to be talking about a really, really neat trip that they're sponsoring. It's a cruise, actually, a Mediterranean cruise. So what are some of the benefits of being a member of the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, Melissa?
Sure. One thing that kind of makes us stand out is we have four networking meetings every single week. Some groups maybe only meet once a month. We meet a minimum four times a month. And altogether in 1 year, we have just under 300 events and programs that we put on at the chamber.
Do these networking events move around from place to place?
Sometimes they do. The networking ones stay in one place, but they're at different locations in our footprint. So we have two in Cranberry, one in Wexford, and then one in Gibsonia as well.
What's the value of these frequent networking events, I guess? Business people get to know each other.
Yeah, it's to be known before you're needed, right? So you want to make sure that people know who you are, that they already have your card before they have a need, and they know who to go to. So that's why these networking meetings are so important.
Mm-hmm. And I think almost everybody, all other things being equal, if they need a certain service or a certain product, they would rather deal with local people.
Absolutely.
You know, instead of somebody in Wyoming or Texas or something like that.
Right. And that's our big push as a chamber, is to really have our community deal with members and businesses who are local.
Mm-hmm. By the way, businesses can belong to more than one chamber of commerce.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I'm sure in the North Hills, Southern Butler County region, that happens because there's a little bit of overlap.
Right.
Yeah. And you accept new members?
Yep. Absolutely.
At any time, or do you have to wait till September 15th or something like that?
You know what? We won't make you wait. You can join at any time.
Are there events other than these networking opportunities, other events that are sponsored by the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber?
Yeah, like I said, we always have a lot of events that are going on. We just had our Home and Business Expo at the Block Northway on February 23rd. I mean, we had over 50 different vendors who participated in that. We had great success from all of our vendors saying they got a lot of value. They really got to connect with the community, which is what they were looking for. So it was overall just a positive experience that we were able to give.
And what kind of an expo was this again?
A home and business expo.
Oh, okay. So like home improvements and stuff like that?
Yep, home improvements. So that could be anything from roofing, painting, anything from the mortgage process, and then also businesses that are maybe related to that as well, like cable services, anything along those lines.
Do you have educational programs or educational information for your members?
Yeah, so we have a lot of different educational programs, and you can check them out at any time at our website. So we have Innovation Pittsburgh, which just happened last Friday. We had two keynote speakers who are a part of that, Mike Terzai and Connor Lamb. They both presented, and then there was a panel discussion that anyone from the community could have a chance to ask questions about things that are maybe issues that they have in their community or with their local business.
Connor Lamb is a member of Congress, newly elected.
Yes.
And Mike Terzai is he's in the GOP leadership in the State House.
Correct.
Yeah, so you had pretty powerful guys there.
Huh? Yes, we did.
Yeah. And you have these on a regular basis, you say?
So we have Innovation Pittsburgh twice a year. We'll have another one coming up in September, and the subject will be transportation, how we can get businesses to get more people into their business. Maybe they don't have transportation and they're having trouble hiring. So we've seen that as an outcry from our community. So we're getting all the people who deal with transportation together in one room and see if we can ask some questions and start getting some answers.
I think we may have Saeed Parker on the phone. So why don't we go to him and then we can pick up our general conversation here in just a few minutes. Is that okay with you?
Yep.
Okay. Let me make sure. I think this is Saeed Parker. Hello, this is Dave Malarkey. Is this Saeed?
This is him. How are you doing, Dave?
Nice. Nice to talk to you today. We appreciate you calling in. Saeed Parker is a travel agent, and he's involved jointly with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber in offering a pretty incredible Mediterranean cruise coming up later this year. Saeed, give us the details on this.
Okay. So, first of all, thank you for this opportunity. Yeah, this cruise is actually sailing from Barcelona on October the 20th, and it's a seven-night cruise with a four-and-a-half-five-star company called the Pullman Cruise Company. Mm-hmm. The ship is called the Sovereign Ship, and it will go for 7 nights doing 5 beautiful ports out of Barcelona. So, what happens is that the guests get to do 5 beautiful ports in the in Italy and also in France, and then they come back. Now, usually, as you know, that the cruise includes all the food and drink and the entertainment and the pools and the sauna and everything. Mm-hmm. But generally, the alcoholic drinks are not included. But on this particular one, for that incredibly low price, also, the alcoholic drinks are included. And in that price, what also is included is a return airfare from Pittsburgh. So the guests are flown from Pittsburgh to Barcelona. They are then transferred to the cruise port terminal. The cruise sails off for 7 nights. Everything includes, and then they will come back into Barcelona. And if they wish after that, they can also extend 2 nights in Barcelona at also a very good price before they fly back home into Pittsburgh. So that, in a nutshell, is all about this cruise program.
I have to say that it's kind of unusual to have airfare included in this. Usually, you know, they describe the cruise and so on and so forth, and then you're responsible for your own airfare. And believe me, from Pittsburgh to Barcelona, that's a sizable chunk of change. But that round-trip airfare is included, Saeed.
Yes, it is. It does. And it starts for just at $25.99 at the inside cabin. and there are a couple of upgrades are available, which is not adding a lot of money, just about $100, $200. And then it will be upgraded to an outside cabin and an outside deluxe cabin and so on and so forth.
Saeed Parker with us by telephone. Here in the studio is Melissa Leedy, a member accounts executive for Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Melissa, have you ever gone on a cruise?
I have. I've had such a great experience, not on this particular cruise, but they are very fun to go on.
Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're all-inclusive makes it super. Saeed, I've visited some of these countries, but I've never visited the ports of call. And I'm just picturing in my mind's eye how gorgeous it must be at Barcelona or Naples, Napoli, or France. What's the stop in France? Nice, is that right? That's on the French Riviera.
That's correct, yes. So one of the stops is going to be in France. But I'm just opening the document as I'm talking to you, and I'll be able to read all of them.
Oh, please.
Allow me just one quick minute, and I will be able to read how many ports and which ports exactly is it doing.
Please, go right ahead. Take your time.
Sure. Okay. So, in the meanwhile, you may want to talk with Leedy, perhaps, you know.
Saeed, by the way, is with Indus Travel, and... You're partnering up the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. What's the benefits of a chamber, especially a large one like yours, co-sponsoring a cruise like this? And any benefits for your members?
It allows them to go with people that they know. So maybe they don't have any family or significant other, but now they can go on a cruise with people that they do business with.
Mm-hmm. And also, tourism is big business.
It is.
I don't know the figures from Allegheny County, but in Butler County, tourism is the number one industry right now. It used to be agriculture. Mm-hmm. It's now the number one industry, so it's big time. And anytime you can promote that, you're promoting business. Plus, you can make business contacts when you're overseas sometimes, right?
Absolutely.
You know? Chit-chatting, networking, just like you were talking about. Yeah. So, Saeed, have you found the brochure you were looking for yet?
Yes, I have. I'm just opening it up now.
Okay. Find out the various ports of call on this Mediterranean cruise.
Okay, so it goes straight from Barcelona on the first night, mm-hmm. and goes to Naples in Italy. Then it goes, it will obviously stop in Naples from morning to evening as the cruises usually do, where the guests will be able to go and, see the city of Naples. As a matter of fact, we also are offering along with the Pittsburgh North Chamber of Commerce, excursion packages, as you know that the excursion packages are available through the cruise companies usually.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three different packages, package A, B, and C. And those packages are also being offered at a 40% discount. So I'll give you a quick run. For example, a package A has the bus tour of Rome, Florence, and Pisa. Pisa is where the Pisa Tower is.
Mm-hmm.
And tour of Pompeii and Naples.
Oh, wow.
And all that, the usual price should have been $208 per person. It is being offered through the Pittsburgh North Chamber of Commerce for just $175.
It's incredible.
So going,
these are great prices.
Yes, it is indeed. Yeah. So the like I was saying that it will sail from Barcelona, go to Naples. We'll do the one day over there. So the beauty is that the cruise will go to a port, will stop in the port from morning to evening, so people can get off and do the city and come back, and then in the night we'll sail and go to the next one, which is Rome, but Rome obviously is like about 100 kilometers away from the sea. So the port, which is outside Rome, about 69 miles, 100 kilometers, is called Civitavecchia. I apologize if I'm not pronouncing it properly in Italian, but that's what it is. It will stop there again from morning to evening, sail in the evening. Next day morning, it arrives in the port of Livorno. Now, Livorno is the place from where you can access the beautiful cities of Florence and Pisa in northern Italy. Again, morning to evening, you come back, you sail. The next day morning, you arrive in Nice, or Monaco. And again, the port over there is called Villefranche. So again, morning to evening in Nice and Monaco, and you can go out and do, you know, the beautiful city of Nice or the Monaco, the world-famous place. Sails again in the evening, and then finally it arrives into France's another port, which is called Seed, which will then access you to the beautiful cities of Carcassonne or Montpellier. Carcassonne, Montpellier is also a very, very beautiful place, and I can perhaps read you some about the about Carcassonne, because people perhaps know a lot about Nice and Monaco, but you know, they would not know a lot about, you know, Montpellier area or the Seat area. So there, and I'm just going to read it for you. We, the excursion that we're offering out of that has got a walking tour, a comprehensive introduction to the majestic commune of Seat. You will discover Seat on food, on foot. And in the morning, accompanied by a local English-speaking guide, you'll be able to explore the port and observe how the fishermen return from the morning excursion with fresh tuna. Afterwards, you will stroll through the streets of Seed and see how daily life of the locals is like in this charming town, stopping off at its lively covered market. And later, you can wander around on your own before you head back to the ship. So this is one of the optional excursions that we're offering. So from Seed, obviously, it will then sail in the evening and return back on the day 7 back to Barcelona, where guests will get off the ship, and then depending on whether they are going back to Pittsburgh, they will be taken either to the airport or they will be taken to the hotel where if they want to extend it for 2 nights. How does that sound?
Oh, those excursions are terrific. Florence, you don't want to miss Florence, Italy, Firenze. Have you ever been there, Melissa?
Not yet.
Oh, my. The Duomo, the Ponte Vecchia, the Uffizi Museum with the Statue of David. It's just absolutely fantastic. And all these tile roofs in the city of Florence. And then you stop at Monaco and take a deep breath of the same air that Princess Grace breathed way back when. This is a terrific Mediterranean cruise. By the way, Saeed Parker, if I didn't mention this before, you're with the Indus Travel. Is that right, Saeed?
That's correct, yeah. So we are actually a 19-year-old company established in 2001, and we deal specifically with small group tours. The majority of our business, more than 50% of business, is dealing with various chambers of commerce across the United States and Canada. So that's what we do. Mm-hmm. But we then also offer the group tours for fit wellness and yoga trips, women-only trips, family and friends, religious, the church groups and the religious leaders like the pastor's trip. And we also do with the radio stations like yours.
Terrific. Well, Saeed, thanks for joining us for a few minutes here today. We appreciate you calling in, okay?
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much for this opportunity again.
Sure. Thank you. Saeed Parker with Indus Travel. Listen, we owe for one more break, so let's do that, and we'll be back to talk a little bit more with Melissa Leedy here on It's Your Turn on WISR, the Wednesday edition. We will be right back.
I can't remember the last time I went to the dentist. Now I'm too embarrassed to go because my teeth are in such bad condition.
Unfortunately, this person is not alone. Many folks put off going to the dentist because they fear being scolded for neglecting their teeth. This is Dr. Bob Todd with a special message. Dentistry today is faster, easier, and better than ever before. At our dental office, we don't believe in making you feel guilty, no matter how long it has been since you've seen a dentist. We know fear and embarrassment can cause a cycle of procrastination. If it has been years since you've been to the dentist, call us today. We will help put your mind at ease and bring your smile back to health.
If you hate going to the dentist but know you have a dental problem, help is only a phone call away. Dr. Bob Todd and his friendly dental team will answer all your questions and care for all your concerns. For complimentary information or to schedule an appointment at their Butler office on Evan City Road, please call 282-7774 or on the web at butlersmiles.com.
Are you a people person? Need to switch gears and try a new career? We need a fun-loving individual with an outgoing personality to sell our multimedia advertising products. You'll have the opportunity to develop client relationships and will have unlimited earning potential. The ideal candidate for this entry-level position is a person who cares about people and helping people solve problems. If you have a proven track record in sales or are willing to learn, consider applying for this commission-based position. Qualified candidates must have effective oral and written communication skills, college degree preferred but not required. Please submit a resume to Vicki H. at bcrnetwork.com or to this station at 252 Pillow Street, Butler, PA 16001.
Welcome back. We have a few more minutes to chat with Melissa Leedy, who's with us here in the studio. Melissa is the Member Accounts Executive for the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Many of you may not be familiar with this particular chamber. As Melissa indicated, it covers quite a large footprint in the area, mainly north of Pittsburgh and in surrounding counties. You have a student membership at the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. That's something I never heard of before. Tell us about that a little bit, Melissa.
Yeah, it's a little bit unique. So there's two ways that you can have a student membership. So if you're a college student, becoming a student member is a great opportunity because it connects you with all the businesses who are members. You can become a student member for $25 a year. It's not expensive by any means, and we will help you with connecting you with different businesses. If you're looking for certain jobs, we can direct you in that way and really be that network for you. And if you are at one of our corporate stakeholder colleges, we have five different colleges that are corporate stakeholders. You can become a student member for free. The college pays for that for you.
It's a corporate stakeholder college. What's that all about?
That just means that the school sees a value in being a part of the chamber, and they pay for that cost for the student for them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, if you're, you know, making plans for a career after you graduate, what a way to make contacts, huh?
Absolutely.
I'm a student member. That's a great idea. Mm-hmm. And I've never heard of that in any other chamber.
Yeah, it's a little bit unique.
Yeah, it is, yeah. You have, when I say you, the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber, you have an event coming up on March 22nd. That's just down the road a few days. Can you tell us about that, Melissa?
Sure. So next Friday, we're having our Night at the Races. It's at Glade Run Lutheran Services, and it is to support our scholarship program. So we offer five $1,000 scholarships to high school seniors, and we offer $500 trade scholarships that any age group can apply for at any time. This is to raise money for that program. So we are always looking for people who want to maybe name a horse for the bets, or who would like to be a part of the raffle. This is open to the public. You do not have to be a member. If you're interested in supporting local students and you want to support our scholarship program, I would invite you to come and join us next Friday at Glade Run Lutheran Services.
And that's in Zelianople, by the way.
It is.
It's here in Butler County. And it benefits the scholarship fund. Don't have to be a member.
You don't have
to be connected with the chamber. Just come and enjoy. You know, I've never been to one of these Night at the Races events. You use, it's like videotape races, isn't it? I mean, they're not live.
Yeah, and we have an official, I forget the technical term, but he officiates them. He calls all the horses, and it feels like you're at a real race.
Mm-hmm. And you're betting, you know?
Yeah.
Having fun and raising money at the same time for scholarships. Yeah, that's terrific. I would be interested, Melissa, in what your responsibilities are as Member Accounts Executive. What do you do with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber?
Sure. So my main thing that I do is new business development. So trying to see when new businesses are starting up. That's the best time for them to really get plugged into the chamber, just because the amount of resources that we are able to give them. Mm-hmm. So that could be anything from providing them a ribbon cutting or a grand opening. Maybe they're brand new and they don't have any office furniture. We have a lot of contacts for that. We can just really be a resource for a new business. So I'm always trying to find new businesses or businesses that are looking to grow. Maybe they've met their peak and they're like, hey, I want to bring in more business, but I don't know how. The chamber is a great place to kind of broaden your network and to help you grow.
So how do you join at different times during the year? Do you, like, prorate the membership, or how does that work?
So it's 12 months, so you can join at any time, and it'll just be 12 months from when you join will be your renewal. Okay. So there's not, you know, a one set time with a prorate. It's just whenever you decide to join, 12 months, 1 year.
Mm-hmm. Is there a varying membership fee depending on the size of the company?
There is. So if you're under 50 employees, you're at our lowest cost, and if you're over 50 employees, it's one level up.
Mm-hmm. Melissa Leedy is a member accounts executive with the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Do you have a website or a Facebook page or something like that?
We have all of those. We have a website, www.pghnorthchamber.com, and we have a Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn as well.
Where are your offices located?
We have two offices. One is in Wexford on Brooktree Road, and then we have our second office in Cranberry at the Cranberry Municipal Building.
Mm-hmm. Well, gosh, Melissa, we appreciate you coming up and chatting with us here today.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Nice to have you here from the Pittsburgh North Regional Chamber. Well, let me give you a couple of program notes here. We're scheduled to chat with guests from Butler County Community College tomorrow. The president of BC3, Dr. Nick Newpower, will be with us. We'll get an update. There's been quite a bit of news about colleges recently. I don't know whether you've heard the news in the past couple of days. It doesn't have to do with community colleges, but quite a scandal. Have you heard about this, Melissa? Some of these rich movie stars and celebrities paying upwards of $500,000 to have other people take their kids' SATs or to fake their athletic records or something just to get them into prestigious schools. Never heard of this before. We'll see what Dr. Nick Newpower has to say about that and other stuff, too. Also, later in the week, you know, we love to talk with high school students. So many times, young adults, the only time they make the news is when they're in trouble or when something has gone wrong. We like to talk with young people when they're doing something good. We'll have students from Butler Senior High School with us on Friday. They're raising the curtain soon on their spring musical. It's the high school musical season. And we like to talk with several of the schools. We've already had students in from Knock High School and from Carne City. I think we've got Montauk coming in another few weeks. Butler High students on Friday. And, of course, don't forget Penguin Hockey. I don't know. I was listening to Mike Lang last night here on WISR calling that game with the Washington Caps. I thought he was going to go berserk because the Penguins fell behind 2-0 early, and the PPG Paints Arena was dead quiet. Everybody was sitting on their hands. Nobody was talking. Nobody was cheering. All of a sudden, the Penguins score 3 goals within 2 minutes, and the place comes alive again. It was great, great hockey. We'll have more Penguin hockey tomorrow night with the Pens visiting Buffalo, the Buffalo Sabres, and they've got 2 games over the weekend, back-to-back games Saturday and Sunday. You'll hear all the action, live radio play-by-play of the Pens right here on WISR. So that's some program notes for you. We thank you for being with us here today. Thank our earlier guest, Susan Levish, and certainly a thank you to Melissa Leedy here today. I'm Dave Malarkey. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow, 12:30, for It's Your Turn here on WISR 680 in Butler.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 12:30 to 1:30, right here on WISR 680.
Like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I
can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My inside shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
I was all right. For a while, I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night, you held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well, you couldn't tell that I'd been crying. Thought that